Chapter 6. Home Theatricals. Sometime after Tom's arrival home, his good friend Yates arrived for a visit, just when the young Bertrams and Crawfords were looking for something new to occupy them. Yates loved home theatricals, and the young people were delighted with the idea. Mrs. Norris was happy to see the young people enjoying themselves and didn't realise that Sir Thomas would think that play-acting was unsuitable for his daughters. He didn't approve of public demonstrations of emotions, even in a play. Edmund knew that his father would disapprove of the theatricals and tried hard to stop them, but the others wouldn't listen. They needed Fanny to join them and play one of the parts, but she absolutely refused. "You're a very ungrateful girl, Fanny," said Mrs. Norris. "How can you refuse to help your cousins after all they've done for you?" Her unkind words made Fanny unhappy, but nobody could persuade her to change her mind. Everyone wanted to start the rehearsals for the play, but there was still one male part to fill.
"We must find one more actor for our play," said Tom to his sisters. "Let's invite one of our friends. Who do you think would be the most suitable?"
"Wait," said Edmund.
"We mustn't invite anyone else. Our father wouldn't like it. I'll have to play the part myself."
Everyone was delighted with his decision, except Fanny. She understood why Edmund had agreed to act, but she was sorry to see him do something he believed was wrong. The play-acting brought all the young people together for many hours each day. Sometimes they argued or felt jealous because one had a more important part to play than the other. Edmund and Mary still enjoyed being together, but they sometimes argued too. Mary didn't like Edmund's plan to become a clergyman. She wanted him to have a profession where he could become rich or famous, but Edmund wasn't interested in wealth or fame. He forgave Mary for having opinions which were different from his. He didn't see her faults and only blamed Admiral and Mrs. Crawford for not teaching her better values. Mr. Rushworth, who had also been invited to participate, was unhappy. He enjoyed the play-acting, but wasn't at all pleased to see his future wife together so much with Henry. Julia was even unhappier about the situation, especially as Henry was quite happy to flirt with her as well as Maria. Fanny observed them all and was miserable. She hoped they would soon become bored with their theatricals and that the play-acting would finish before her uncle returned. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. Sir Thomas arrived home unexpectedly early, and he was very angry to find out about the theatricals.
"Theatricals are not at all suitable for young ladies and gentlemen. They must stop at once," he said. "I'm surprised and disappointed, Edmund, that you allowed this. It's not what I expected when I asked you to look after your sisters."
"I apologise, Father. It was wrong of me to allow the theatricals," said Edmund. Fanny was the only one who behaved correctly. She wouldn't agree to take any part in the play. We should have followed her example. Fanny felt sorry for her cousin, but she was grateful that he didn't forget to mention her own behaviour.